Good morning. It's December 12th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name, and the music you're listening to is Love in the Lights by Rockapella from their Comfort and Joy Christmas album. Wake up. You shall love your neighbor as yourself, and do this knowing the time that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Romans 13:9b-12, New King James Version. Windsor, the 4.5-month-old Labradoodle pup, now sleeps through the night on the floor at the foot of the bed. Sterling, the 5-year-old tuxedo cat, sleeps on the foot of the bed, right over his head, where he can keep an eye on him. If we forget to put the cat on the other side of the house before we fall asleep, I am awakened at 02:37 on the dot every night, with Sterling biting my right great toe after a high-flying pounce. For him, and him only, it is high time to wake out of sleep. As we approach Christmas, it strikes me that our excitement increases daily, just as it did as a child, but many of us find ourselves getting perilously close to the holiday and yet still unprepared. Plans incomplete, presents not yet purchased, or at least not yet wrapped, and cards unsent. Paul wants the Romans to understand that every day our salvation, the Lord's return, is nearer than we might think, and certainly nearer than when we first accepted Christ. And yet, we seem unprepared, still asleep to the reality. That being the case, it's high time for each of us to wake up and smell the roses, as it were. We need to release the indwelling spirit and allow him to love others through us, and we need to do it right now. Gifts for us to share the memories to be made. Mitch Hedberg was a comedian who died in the early 2000s. He had a joke once where a friend showed him a picture of himself and said, "Well, you know, that was taken when I was younger." Mitch responded immediately, "Dude, every picture taken of you was taken when you were younger." Time never stops moving, even when we're standing still. It only takes a moment to ask forgiveness and receive Christ into your heart, and it will only take a moment for Christ's return. It will happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and we shall all be changed, risen and given new bodies for eternity. 1 Corinthians 15:52. That means we need to be vigilant. We need to wake up. Those who claim their faith need to start acting like it. Remember, there are only two things you have to do: love God and do it by loving your neighbor. Jesus told his disciples, "They will know us by our love." As Christmas draws near, we need to get with it. Arrange the food, the decorations, the presents, the cards, the tree. But in the same way, we need to be ready for our salvation. Love your neighbor by helping him. Love your family by being someone they can trust and rely on. Love your coworkers by listening and responding. Love your friends by forgiving them and asking if there's anything for which you need to be forgiven. Love God by doing all of these, and do it right now. When you do, you'll feel the joy of Christmas. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Direct your Holy Spirit to stir within us and wake us up. Just as the celebration of your Son's birth draws near, so too does his return, and we need to be ready. Help us, Lord, to be ready by loving as you command at every opportunity and starting right now. Amen. Christmas time. We'll see you tomorrow.